20 GOP governors slam Joe Biden's self-created border crisis. By Neil Munro on May 12, 2021. President Joe Biden's border policies have worsened nationwide humanitarian, housing, crime, and drug crises, says a letter released Tuesday by 20 GOP governors. The crisis is too big to ignore and is now spilling over the border states into all of our states, outlines the letter, adding. At a time when our country is trying to recover from a once-in-a-generation pandemic, the last thing we need is a self-created crisis that exploits families, undermines public safety, and threatens our national security. We urge you to take action to end the humanitarian crisis and secure our southern border immediately. But despite the potential political gain from swing voters, the governor's letter largely ignores the growing damage caused to Americans' wages and schools by Biden's decision. Since January, Biden has opened side doors in the border to single adults, partial families, deported migrants, job-seeking youths, and migrants' coyote-delivered children. For example, Breitbart News reported May 11. A law enforcement source within Customs and Border Protection revealed the number of migrants escaping apprehension has reached 200,000 this fiscal year. The source, speaking on a condition of anonymity, says more than 45,000 of those avoided capture in the last 30 days. The letter was signed Bill Lee of Tennessee, K.I.V. of Alabama, Doug Ducey of Arizona, Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, Brian Kemp of Georgia, Brad Little of Idaho, Eric Holcomb of Indian, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Tate Reeves of Mississippi, Mike Parson of Missouri, Greg John Forte of Montana's, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, Doug Burgum of North Dakota, Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma, Henry McMaster of South Carolina, Christy Noem of South Dakota, Greg Abbott of Texas, Spencer Cox of Utah, and Mark Gordon of Wyoming. The governor's letter does spotlight the housing and foster home problems created by Biden's decision to open the border to many migrants. Recently, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services called upon many of our states to identify potential housing locations for migrants. In addition, the department circumvented our states altogether by asking private organizations and nonprofits to house unaccompanied migrant children. We have neither the resources nor the obligation to solve the federal government's problem and foot the bill for the consequences of this administration's misguided actions. The governors argue Biden has worsened the massive problem of drug smuggling, which helped kill roughly 100,000 Americans in 2020. Beyond the humanitarian crisis, the lack of border security is a criminal one, threatening the safety of American citizens. The CBP reports a 233% increase in the seizure of fentanyl compared to January last year, exacerbating the nation's opioid epidemic. Law enforcement officials are recovering drugs, illegal narcotics, and weapons being smuggled across the border by cartels, the same cartels that are also trafficking men, women, and children and jeopardizing their lives. The governors blame Biden, and they ignore President Donald Trump while praising his pro-American border policies. The cause of the border crisis is entirely due to reckless federal policy reversals executed within your first 100 days in office. The rhetoric of the Biden administration and the rollback of critical agreements with our allies have led to the inhumane treatment of tens of thousands of children and undermined a fragile immigration system. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal and illegal migration moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.